Exclusive, Jim Jordan, Brian Steele demand Democrats confess potentially accepting foreign donations. By Wendell Hasebo on December 9, 2024. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan, R.O., and House Administration Chairman Brian Steele, R.Y., demanded the Democrats' major fundraising platform, ActBlue, and its third party to divulge whether or not it raised money from foreign nationals in the recent election cycle, Breitbart News learned exclusively. Raising money directly or indirectly from foreign nationals is illegal, according to federal election law. In a letter to ActBlue and SIFT, the platform's third party, Jordan said the organizations may have maintained poor anti-fraud practices that have allowed bad actors to make fraudulent political donations, including from foreign sources. Jordan asked for the organizations to produce all documents and communications relating to their fundraising efforts. Jordan explained the evidence for the oversight request. For example, CHA recently conducted a data analysis of Federal Election Commission records that uncovered suspicious transactions made using ActBlue, including donations larger than the named donor could afford, uncharacteristic donations from registered voters suddenly contributing to candidates of the opposing party, and unusually frequent donations from vulnerable individuals, including senior citizens and first-time donors. Similarly, in response to an inquiry by the Committee on Oversight and Reform, the Treasury Department confirmed that it was reviewing hundreds of potentially fraudulent ActBlue transactions identified in suspicious activity reports from major banks. ActBlue's previous privacy policy, which expired on August 19, 2024, indicates that ActBlue employed SIFT as a third-party vendor for fraud detection and prevention services. Yet, ActBlue's notoriously weak anti-fraud practices opened the door for these suspicious and potentially criminal donations to occur. Evidence indicates that foreign nationals could have exploited ActBlue's poor security measures to make fraudulent small-dollar contributions to Democrat campaigns using the names and addresses of unwitting American citizens. Adversaries, including China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, could have taken advantage of this vulnerability. It appears that ActBlue's fraud detection and prevention services likely failed to stop fraudulent transactions from occurring on the platform. The potential that these bad actors may have exploited lax security measures provided to ActBlue by SIFT forces the committees to examine the potential criminal and national security ramifications. Jordan gave the organizations until December 23, 2024, to comply with his demand. File_0086 by Breitbart News unscribed. File_4769 by Breitbart News unscribed. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.